in the lunchtime edition. Overall, agricultural output in Barbados this year projected to reach near record highs, with poultry production specifically expected to break records. Bridgetown businesses gearing up for the upcoming Cricket World Cup, hoping there will be significant benefits. Despite a shortage of certain drug brands, pharmacists give the public assurance they have adequate stock of alternatives. The U.S. Security Council urges Venezuela and Ghana to exercise restraint in their border dispute, and the U.S. to impose more sanctions on Iran over its attack on Israel. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indawir, expects this country's agricultural sector to recover from climate challenges over the past months to end the year on a high, with the poultry sector projected to perform particularly well. Mr. Weir notes that farmers have had to deal with both drought and at times periods of intense rains, but expects output to increase.
No, the first quarter is always a difficult one. It starts slowly. That combined with the weather conditions last year posed a fair amount of challenges for us. But I'm satisfied that as we go ahead and we ramp up, that things will get better in the second quarter. The poultry industry is extremely impressive this year, and I'm happy about that. They have confirmed that they can get up to as high as 11 million baby chicks this year, which is substantial growth going back to pre-COVID days. I think back in 2019, the highest they got was 10.7 million. They're getting up to 11 million now, and that is good news.
He spoke of plans to assist crop farmers.
This weather is very unpredictable, and we are working hard to make sure that we are able to help farmers. We just cleaned up Mount Fire. We put new water at Wakefield. We put new water at Spencer's. We are going to look to see how we can provide water at Mount Fire and Spring Hall by possibly relocating the well. But a lot of work is ongoing behind the scenes to provide the farmers with what they need most, and that is water. And then with the incentives as well to get them producing.
Production projected to return to pre-COVID levels.
In 2020, for crop production, we had somewhere around 30.3 million kilograms of production. And if everything holds, we're looking to go back to pre-COVID times and to see how we can get back to that 30.3 million kilograms of crop production. I've already mentioned poultry, and today I meet with the pig farmers to see how we can help them improve their genetics and increase production using artificial insemination.
The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indawir. Bridgetown businesses gearing up for the upcoming Men's T20 Cricket World Cup in June, expecting there will be additional business. Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce's Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, says they have been strategizing with stakeholders on how they can maximize sales from the expected increase in foot traffic. He says businesses should be stocking up on items that will appeal to the visitors if they are to take advantage of the money-making opportunities.
The most obvious, of course, is trying to sell the patrons who attend various souvenirs and memorabilia. We also recognize with that amount of foot traffic coming through Bridgetown, there's also the opportunity to sell them other types of merchandise. And depending on the type of business you are, can't say specifically, but I would imagine that those buyers have taken that into consideration and bought various merchandise that would appeal to those individuals, whether it is colognes, whether it is a small transistor radio that you can listen to in the oval, garments, shoes. I assure you that if you have that type of foot traffic, the opportunity to sell will be greater.
He hopes the event can lead to the city being improved, bringing life back to what has been described, he says, as a dying Bridgetown.
For the longest time, we've been asking that the signage be improved, that the lighting be improved, that the sanitation and the security of the city be improved. And we're hoping that this will be definitely given a new look at and something be implemented. And we've been assured that specifically over the World Cup, we will see an uptick in that, but we are hoping beyond that.
Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce's Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, in the lunchtime edition. Local pharmacists given the assurance that there is an adequate supply of medication despite a scarcity of some brands of drugs. The president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Marlon Ward Rogers, says that while certain brands are not available, there are alternatives.
Some people may experience shortages in certain brands. However, as pharmacists, we would know the generic names, the components, what the brand that you are actually looking for does. There are many other brands that may have been the same identical components or similar components to get the same job done. Obviously, in the public arena, there would be a limited scope because they only carry what's directly on formulary, and they are also restricted by budget restrictions, whereas other pharmacies may turn around and have more stock on hand or different alternatives. So instead of panicking or whatever, patients should just talk to their medical professionals, like their doctor or pharmacist, to be able to find the correct alternatives if they're experiencing this problem at this time.
The president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Marlon Ward Rogers. The United Nations Security Council has expressed concern about the possible escalation of tensions between Guyana and Venezuela as the two countries continue to claim ownership of the Essequibo region. The UN Security Council met in private last Tuesday to discuss the recent developments regarding the territorial dispute at the request of Guyana's President, Irfan Ali, in an April 5th letter he submitted to the council. In Jamaica, a policeman has been shot and killed while trying to intervene in a robbery last night. The Jamaica Constabulary Force is described as a very sad moment, the death of Police Constable Ricardo Firthcloth in the Sinan Parish, situated on the north coast of the island. He'd gone to the assistance of an unidentified woman who had been shot and injured during a robbery. And the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Washington expects to impose new sanctions on Iran in the upcoming days following its attack on Israel. Israel is calling for sanctions to be imposed on Iran's missile project. Tel Aviv's foreign minister says he has written to 32 countries calling for restrictions. A wave of missiles and drones were fired from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen on Saturday, with most being downed by Israel and its allies. Our top stories. Overall, agricultural output in Barbados this year projected to reach near record highs, with poultry production specifically expected to break records. Bridgetown businesses gearing up for the upcoming Cricket World Cup, hoping there will be significant benefits. Despite a shortage of certain drug brands, pharmacists give the public assurance they have adequate stock of alternatives. The U.S. Security Council urges Venezuela and Guyana to exercise restraint in their border dispute. The U.S. to impose more sanctions on Iran over its attack on Israel. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.